Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 130 for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. This episode is titled, First of Spring. This episode is a response to Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone episode number 253, which mentioned that in all of this that's been happening, he almost missed the fact that it was the beginning of spring a couple of weeks ago. I would like to say that here in Omaha, Nebraska, today was also, like you said, the first really warm, warm weather day that we've had. I have an indoor-outdoor thermometer, and I looked at it today and I said, wow, it's been a while since that thing has said 75 degrees. One of my friends on Facebook spent the day bicycling and posted pictures of it, which was really neat to see. I saw a bunch of people bicycling when I was out and about today. Yes, I know I'm going out and about too much. I'm trying to do it less. I'm sorry. Today I went to drop off outgoing mail at the post office, which happens to be right next to a gym, which was open but they were doing the one person in, one person out rule. So some people were having an impromptu fitness class in the parking lot. Many of them were staying 6 feet apart, but not all. It was certainly a nice day for it. My actual reason for being out there, besides the mail, was to get my very first curbside grocery pickup. And I wonder what exactly the people at the local baker's thought of me. Probably nothing. But I'm sure not many people buy that many things all at once, and mostly buy vegetables, beans, and tortillas. But that's what I got at the store today. Today, April 1st, again, it's past midnight as I'm recording this, so it's technically the 2nd, but because of my overnight schedule, it's still what I think of as my Wednesday, I decided to properly start the 21-day vegan kickstart. This is an experiment, and there are other programs that you can do in the world of cooking and food preparation. I understand there's one where you spend like 4 hours on one day prepping food to put in the freezer and have meals, mainly slow cooker meals, for an entire month. I'd really like to try that, maybe sometime in the fall or winter, but it is spring, and I would like to try this thing again. I tried this back in August of 2017. I even talked about it a bit during that season of Dog Days of Podcasting. But the conclusion I came to back then was, this program would be really great for someone who has a lot of time to do food prep and cooking. Well, now I have a lot of time to do food prep and cooking. Today, I did the first baking I've done since the physical distancing programs started. I understand a lot of people are doing a lot of baking, and even many making their own bread for the first time. Today I made oatmeal cups, and I posted a picture to Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Amy Bowen Writes. I usually don't mention that, but I'm mentioning it now. So far I'm liking this. I will talk about it some more tomorrow. In fact, as soon as I finish recording this and get it posted to my website, I'm going to go make a hummus and vegetable wrap for lunch. There will be a link in the show notes to the program homepage. When I posted about it in 2017, I posted a link to a particular recipe. They have taken all the recipes down from the website, and it now makes you install the mobile app to get to them, which is kind of a pain in the butt, but I'm sticking with it as best I can anyway. Today being the first of the month, I thought this was a good day to start something new, and if they do keep the feed reader on until the 20th, then that will more or less coincide with the last day of the 21-day program. I don't know how closely I'll be able to stick to it, but I'm going to try to take the time to, as I said, do the things I never have, namely food prep and cooking on a more regular basis than I have previously. One more thing, and I hate to end on a down note, but I'm going to end by pointing you to something that makes you smile. On his show, An Idjit in Quarantine, Paul Mackey has been reminiscing a lot about Farpoint Media, And anyone who remembers its heyday knows that we can't let an April 1st go by without a tribute to one of its most beloved members, Mr. Joe Murphy. Hard to believe this is the 13th anniversary of his passing. I wish I had thought to get ice cream and root beer so I could make a root beer float, but I didn't think to do that. At the time, a whole bunch of podcasters who were active at the time got together to make a cover of one of his favorite songs. The feed reader will be off by the 1st of May, so in my show notes I'm going to post a link to that cover, which is still there and the link still works. Yes, I checked. It's only the 1st of April, but if you can get your hands on a root beer, raise a root beer to Joe Murphy while enjoying the 1st of May. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.